From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli police say a truck driven by a Palestinian slammed into a group of Israeli soldiers Sunday, killing four of them and injuring another 15. Authorities say the soldiers were getting off a bus at a promenade overlooking the walled Old City of Jerusalem when the truck veered off course and smashed into the group. A Hamas spokesman offered blessings to the attacker and accused the Israelis of committing crimes against the Palestinians. Authorities said they shot the attacker to death. Palestinian authorities identified him as a resident of East Jerusalem. Iraqi officials say at least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bomb attacks in the capital, Baghdad. In one attack, the bomber set off his explosives at the entrance to a market in a mainly Shiite district. At least 13 people were killed in that blast. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. Another explosion in Baghdad killed at least 7 people. Syrian state media say a car bomb in a government-held area outside the capital, Damascus, has killed at least 5 people and wounded 15. The incident occurred near Sasa. The Fatah al-Sham front claimed responsibility for the attack. Iranian state television announced the death of former president and leading reformer Akbar Hefshemi Rafsanjani. The 82-year-old Rafsanjani had been suffering from heart ailments. He died Sunday at a hospital north of Tehran. Rafsanjani's presidency saw the country seeking to rebuild its economy from the ruinous 1980 to 1988 war with neighboring Iraq. This is VOA News.